The space shuttle Endeavour is scheduled to land one day early today because of Hurricane Dean. Meanwhile, NASA is getting high marks for the way it's handled the investigation of the deep gouge on the shuttle's underbelly. NASA decided not to repair the damage, but its decision-making process stands in marked contrast to the agency's handling of a similar problem that doomed the space shuttle Columbia 4 years ago. Some observers say NASA has experienced a cultural shift. Others aren't so sure. Joining us from Seattle is Howard McCurdy, a professor of public affairs who specializes in science policy at American University in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How do you rate the way NASA handled the problems with Endeavour?
I would rate the agency an A-plus on the way it has handled the problems on Endeavour with the thermal protection system.
And what's different from the way it handled things with Columbia 4 years ago?
Columbia, the policy unwisely would be hear no evil, see no evil, and the Columbia Accident Investigation Board in 2003 called for a culture shift in NASA in which the agency would communicate issues, they would collect information, they would run tests and make an informed decision based upon the information they've collected. That did not happen with the Columbia, and it is happening with the Endeavour thermal protection system.
And are you comfortable that they've made the right decision?
I'm comfortable that they've made the best decision about the thermal protection system and the reentry, yes. You're always flying with a risk. The orbiter starts at 17,000 miles an hour, re-enters the atmosphere at 12,000 miles an hour. It's not like landing at Dulles Airport, so it gets your attention. But based upon the information they've collected, they've made an informed decision. They think they are well managing the risk, and if I was on board, I'd be comfortable. I'd be ready to land.
I wonder if the impending end of the shuttle missions in 2010, because they'll have finished the space station, do you think that is having an effect on NASA's attitude about shuttle flights, repairing shuttles, etc., as this program begins to wind down?
Think of a soldier in combat who's got 14 or 15 days left to go. They're real careful. But if you know you're in a combat zone indefinitely, you probably start taking chances you wouldn't take if you were at the end of your tour. The Columbia Accident Investigation Board thought if you just sort of set a date or set a number of missions or both, which is really what NASA has done, that would tend to reinforce the safety culture and make people a little more cautious.
One other issue that's in the news is astronauts allegedly flying under the influence of alcohol. Is NASA handling that issue properly?
First of all, the fact that astronauts may drink and drive fast sports cars is not a revelation. What is a revelation is that a flight surgeon can come forward and say, I have an astronaut who is potentially not in shape to fly. And what does the mission management team do with that information? According to the Columbia Accident Investigation Board, they communicate it, collect information, run tests, if you will, and then make a decision. It appears, based upon the preliminary investigation, that that did not take place, that the concerns of the flight surgeons were simply passed over. So we have one case with the thermal protection system where it appears that the new culture is working very well. But we have another case where it may have slipped a little bit.
Does it suggest that there really isn't a new culture in place?
The current flight suggests that there is a new culture in place, but it does not tell you how widespread that culture is. We simply don't know. You'll have to look at another issue. Obviously, people focus on the O-rings, which brought down the Challenger, and they focus on the thermal protection system because these are elements of the shuttle that have caused accidents. But do they focus on the brakes? Do they focus on the auxiliary power units? Do they focus on any of these other elements of the shuttle that can give you just as much trouble? And it seems in some cases they do, but then when we get to the case of the condition of the astronauts, it maybe, and we're in the maybes now. We don't have any investigation complete, but it may not be extended throughout the mission. That's the concern.
Thanks very much.
Very good. Glad to help.
Howard McCurdy is a public affairs professor who specializes in science policy at American University in Washington, D.C. He is the author of the book Inside NASA.